But just come to my attention that people are coming from the UK and maybe elsewhere to take up these positions. I think the system that allows us was wrong. I intend to raise this with Jimmy, and as I say, he could possibly could raise it in the Senate.
In the meantime, within the next 2 years, we will have local elections, and you've now stated that your intention is to run in those local elections as a candidate.
It's very much my intention to run in the next election. I'm a member of the Labour Party, as you know, and whilst there hasn't been any conventions yet, so I can't categorically state that I'll be the Labour candidate, but I actually can say that I will be running, be it on the Labour ticket or possibly independent. I don't know at this stage. There's a lot of discussions ongoing at the moment, and that'll become clear hopefully by Christmas.
There's been much discussion locally and indeed in the courts as well regarding the status of Councillor Michael McBride. Now, he was not at the time of his co-option and is not now, we understand, a member of the Labour Party. Could that change, and could that become a factor in this whole issue?
Oh, it'll be a definite factor. I mean, Michael McBride is not, to my knowledge, a member of the Labour Party, and that, as you know, went through the court last week, and Councillor McBride's free to do whatever he is going to do. But as I say, that's an issue for himself. I can only speak for myself, and it's my intention again to run.
And your preference would be to do so as a member of Labour?
I'm undecided on it, Donald. Let's say the selection convention will decide that. So it depends who's names in the ring at that stage.